The Reverend Tim Ahrens of the First Congregational Church in Columbus usually backs Democratic causes like tougher regulations on payday loans and better work and pay for low-income Ohioans. But Republican Governor John Kasich's plan to expand Medicaid strikes a chord with Reverend Ahrens. And he's not the only faith leader who thinks it's a good idea. The Ohio Catholic Conference, along with leaders of Jewish, Methodist, Episcopalian, and other faiths, are urging Ohio lawmakers to support the part of Governor Kasich's budget that includes expanding Medicaid. Ahrens uses the story of Moses parting the Red Sea to urge lawmakers to buy into the plan to give 600,000 more Ohioans access to health care through Medicaid.
It's not going to happen if we just stand here on the edge. We've got to go all in. We've got to bury ourselves in the water, and we've got to get all the way through to the other side, because if this doesn't happen, we have walked away from our greatest opportunity for freedom and liberation for 600,000 Ohioans.
Reverend Richard Burnett of the Trinity Episcopal Church in Columbus says expansion of Medicaid will help low-income Ohioans. It's a program, he says, has personally affected his life.
My mother died at the age of 88. After spending 3 years in a very fine nursing facility here in this city, that nursing facility was paid for and supported by Medicaid. My mother, I believe, calls me to speak today, and if you will, she calls you. And it would be unreasonable not to support my mother.
Bishop Gregory Palmer of the West Ohio Conference of the United Methodist Church appeals with an even higher power. He uses a scripture from Psalms to make the point of why Medicaid should be expanded.
Psalm 146 speaks of the God who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Providing the care needed to maintain health, prevent disease, and restore health after injury or illness is a responsibility that each person owes all others and government owes to all. A responsibility government ignores at its own peril.
Maurice Thompson, an attorney with the conservative 1851 Center, doesn't agree with Bishop Palmer's assessment of the scripture.
That is no version of Christianity that could possibly be real. God's plan is indeed for us to take care of the poor, but it's to do it voluntarily through charity. It's not to do it by holding a gun to the head of our neighbors and taxing them, and then acting as though you're somehow charitable because you take money out of your neighbor's pocket and give it to the poor. That's the opposite of charity. That looks more like highway robbery.
Thompson says there are two good reasons why Medicaid should not be expanded in Ohio.
This is a chance for Ohio not to increase federal spending, and Ohioans are federal taxpayers who are eventually going to have to pay those bills. And two, Medicaid expansion dramatically drives up the cost of private health insurance, because when government pays through Medicaid, they underpay. And the only way that providers of health care make up that loss is on the backs of those who purchase their health insurance privately or through private health insurance.
Thompson has warned lawmakers who back the Medicaid expansion that they might face a primary opponent over that vote. And if that happens, Thompson says his group will provide help to those challengers. But Governor Kasich's Medicaid director, Greg Moody, is urging lawmakers to be brave on this issue.
Often what I hear underlying the concern is fear. Can we pay for it? Will my decision result in a primary? But we can't act out of fear.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.